为什么要读启示录啊？
So this evening, I'd like to use the topic of the Book of Revelations. Why we should read the Book of Revelation?
因为启示录它是使我们将来站立得住啊。
Because the Book of Revelations will allow us to stand firm in the future.
我们看启示录的第六章十七节。
Let us turn to Revelations chapter 6, verse 17.
启示录的第六章十七节。
Revelations chapter 6, verse 17.
因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？
17. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
这是打开第六印的时候。
This was when the sixth seal was opened.
这个时候是神大愤怒的时候。
And here, was when God poured out his wrath.
第六印可以说是世界末日的状态。
The sixth seal can refer to the phenomenon or the situation in the end times.
第六印开完之后呢，神就这样问我们。
And after the sixth seal, this is what God asked of us.
他说谁能站得住呢？
He asked, who is able to stand?
如果我们读十二节到十六节，
If we read verses 12 to 16,
这里就讲到那些站不住的。
It talks about those who are not able to stand.
前半部是十二节到十四节。
The first section is from verses 12 to 13.
这里有记载神所创造的自然界。
Here it talks about the things of the natural world that God has created.
在世界末日的时候都要消化，站不住。
And on the day of the end of the world, everything will perish, none can stand.
当中有日头、月亮。
And these things include the sun and the moon.
还有这个星辰地。
The stars of the heaven.
天还有山岭海岛。
The earth, the sky, the mountain, and the island.
总共有七样自然界站不住。
There are in total seven things in the natural world that cannot stand.
那这些都是神所创造的。
These are all created by God.
在末日的时候，这些都要消化，站不住的。
And in the end day, all of these will perish and not stand.
那十五节、十六节就讲神所创造的人间界。
And in verse 15 and 16, it talks about the people that God has created.
包括君王臣宰。
Including the kings and the great men,
将军护户
the commanders, the mighty men,
壮士为奴的自主的
those who are mighty slaves and free men.
人间界呢？这里也用七个来做代表。
God used seven to also represent the in the men's realm.
他们也没有办法在末日的时候在神面前站立得住。
They are also not able to stand in the end day.
在神所创造的大概就是自然界跟人间界了。
What God has created are the natural world and the people.
在末日来临的时候，通通站不住。
When the end day has come, none can stand.
这才叫做世界末日啊。
That is why it's called the end of the world.
但是很奇妙的就是开了第六印之后，突然间就冒出了这一句话。
What is surprising is after the sixth seal, this phrase came to appearance.
他在提醒我们，世界末日是因为神的愤怒。
This is to remind us that the end of the world happened because of God's wrath.
然后他也在告诉我们说，谁能站得住呢？
And it also tells us who is able to stand.
如果全部都站不住，
If everything is not able to stand,
那神就不必这样问了。
Then God does not have a point in asking this question.
就直接讲说，全部都站不住了。
Then he can say everything is not able to stand.
但是神在这边用问的。
But here God is asking a question.
就是在提醒我们。
And this is a reminder for us.
在神所创造的自然界跟人间界站不住的这个时候。
That in the natural world and the people that God has created when they are not able to stand.
也就是说世界末日当下。
That is during the end of the world.
绝大部分神所创造的自然界跟人间界都站不住。
That the majority of the natural world and the people that God has created cannot stand.
但是仍然有在神面前站得住的。
But there are still people that can stand before God.
所以神才用问的方式让我们来提醒我们。
That is why God posed this as a question to remind us.
那到底谁能站得住呢？
Who are those that are able to stand?
如果我们能够明白，那我们就在信仰上就更有价值了。
If we are able to understand this, then our faith has value.
因为在世界末日的时候，神所创造的都站不住，但是我们可以站得住。
Because in the end of the world, everything God's created will not be able to stand, but we are able to stand.
所以接着第七章是神透过这一个记载来让我们知道。
So following this in chapter 7, God recorded this for us to understand.
在世界末日，也是神再来审判的日子里面。
That on the day of the end of the world, which is also the day that God will judge us,
仍然有那个站得住的。
There are those who are able to stand.
我们看第七章的第九节。
Let us read chapter 7, verse 9.
此后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数得过来，是从各国各族各民各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
Verse 9, after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands.
这一节圣经就讲到，可以啊，站在宝座跟羔羊面前啊。
This verse tells us there are people that are standing before the Lamb and the white
他们要身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
And they are clothed with white robes and with palm branches in their hands.
身穿白衣就是圣洁的意思。
Wearing white robes represents their holiness.
手拿棕树枝就是得胜的意思。
Hands with palm branches represent their victory.
所以我们要追求圣洁，也要在这一场属灵征战上来得胜。
So in this spiritual battle, we must pursue holiness and victory.
那我们就能够在末日的时候，在神的审判面前，众人都站不住，但是我们是可以站得住的。
And this way, when everybody is not able to stand, we can stand in the end days.
那哪些人是穿白衣又手拿棕树枝的呢？
So who are these people that are clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hands?
第七章的第一节到第八节就在这记载这些人啊。
From chapter 7, verse 1 to 8 records these people.
哪些人呢？
Who are these people?
我们看第五节到第八节。
Let's read verses 5 to 8.
犹大支派众所有的12000，流便支派众12000，加德支派众12000，亚瑟支派众12000，拿伯泰利支派众12000，马拉西支派众12000，西面支派众12000，利未支派众12000，以撒加支派众12000，西布伦支派众12000，约瑟支派众12000，便雅悯支派众受印的有12000。
Verse 5, of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed, of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed, of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed, of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed, of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed, of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed, of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed, of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed, of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed, of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed, of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed, of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed.
这些就是能站立得住的所有人。
These are all the people that are able to stand.
那当我们读到这段经文的时候，
When we read this passage,
请问你是哪一个支派？
Let me ask, which tribe do you belong to?
这里没有加拿大支派啊。
There's no the tribe of Canada here.
也没有台湾支派啊。
Or the tribe of Taiwan.
也没有中国支派啊。
Or the tribe of China.
那你将来站不住啊。
You're not able to stand?
所以第五节到第八节，我不知道读了多少遍了。我不知道读，我想要读到，突然间有一个支派是我在里面的。
I don't know how many times I read verses 5 to 8 to find out which tribe I belong to.
但是从来没有啊。
But I don't belong to any of them.
从来没有，你在这边做什么呢？
So if I don't belong to any, then what do I do?
你再怎么努力都没有在这个范围里面啊。
No matter how much you make an effort, you are not within this boundary.
因为启示录就告诉我们，就是这十二个支派可以站得住啊。
Because the book of Revelation tells us only these 12 tribes are saved.
那从来没有加拿大支派啦。
Or can stand, and there's no Canadian tribe here.
从来没有。
There's never this tribe.
那为什么我们还要再追求这份信仰？
So why is it that we pursue this faith?
所以我后来查了好多资料都查不到。
So I did some research and I can't find anything.
我也想说这个是不是有一个地方烧那个没有把它翻译出来呢？
And I also thought, is there something that was not translated?
没有啊。
And there was none.
我们如果回到那个希腊文去看。
If we look at the original Greek language,
就是这十二支派,
It only mentions these 12 tribes.
就是这十二支派的人可以站得住了。
It is these 12 tribes, the people belonging to these 12 tribes that can stand.
但是我们一直读它，一直读它，一直读了。
But if we continue to read them,
读到后来你会发现，
and when you read them, you will find
这十二支派跟属世的以色列百姓的十二支派有没有一样？
That these 12 tribes, are they the same as the 12 tribes that are that belong to this world?
我们把民数记第一章、第二章的属世的十二支派，
if we read the 12 tribes in Numbers chapter 1 and 2,
跟刚刚读的第五节到第八节的这十二支派来做一个比较。
And we compare that with the 12 tribes recorded in Revelation 7, verse 5 to 8.
虽然一样是十二支派，
even though they are the same 12 tribes,
但是内涵是不一样的。
But the content is different.
启示录第七章第五节到第八节，它少了属世的支派两个。
Revelation chapter 7, verses 5 to 8 are missing two of the tribes that belong to the world.
一个是但支派。
One is Dan.
一个是以法莲支派。
The second one is Ephraim.
在启示录里面已经没有了。
These two tribes are missing in Revelation.
增加了两个支派。
And it adds on two tribes.
一个是约瑟支派。
One is the tribe of Joseph.
一个是利未支派。
And the other is the tribe of Levi.
可见启示录的这十二支派跟属世以色列百姓十二支派不一样。
From this, we understand that the 12 tribes in Revelations is different from the 12 tribes in the Numbers.
那它所代表的是什么呢？
So what do they represent?
我们看加拉太书的第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
26节到29节。
Verse 26 to 29.
这边就讲到我们受洗归入基督的。
Here it talks about those who are baptized and belong to Christ.
都披戴基督，都穿上基督了。
That we have put on Christ.
这个时候的我们就不分你是犹太人还是希腊人。
There is no distinction between Jew nor Greek.
是自主的还是为奴的。
Whether slave nor free.
是男的还是女的。
Or male nor female.
我们都因为受洗归入基督，穿上基督，都成为一了。
That because we have been baptized and put on Christ, we are all one in Christ.
所以我们现在因为受洗归入基督，都属乎亚伯拉罕的后裔了。
So today, after baptism, we are all descendants of Abraham.
就能够照着神对亚伯拉罕所应许的来承受产业。
Then we can receive this inheritance that God has promised to Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕的后裔不是只有属世的以色列百姓。
So Abraham's descendants do not only include the earthly descendants.
亚伯拉罕的后裔还有属灵的以色列百姓。
Abraham's descendants also includes the spiritual descendants.
属灵以色列百姓从哪里来？
And where do the spiritual descendants come from?
不是从亚伯拉罕的血脉来的。
It does not come from the lineage of Abraham.
是从耶稣基督的血脉来的。
It comes from the lineage of the Lord Jesus.
所以只要我们受洗归入耶稣基督的。
So as long as we are baptized and belong to Christ,
就不分你是谁，你是谁不重要了。
Then we don't make any distinction between who you are.
你是犹太人也可以。
You can be a Jew.
你非犹太人也没关系。
Or you can be a non-Jew.
你是自主的还是为奴的，你是男的还是女的，都没有关系。
It doesn't matter whether you are a slave or free, male or female.
因为我们都在耶稣基督的宝血里面成为一了。
Because in Christ Jesus' blood, we have become one.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all Christ's sons and daughters.
所以我们都称为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So we are called the descendants of Abraham.
我们就能够照着应许承受产业。
Then we can receive this inheritance according to the promise.
所以启示录这里所讲的这十二个支派。
So the 12 tribes mentioned in Revelation,
它不是在讲属世的以色列百姓十二支派。
It is not talking about the 12 tribes of the Israelites.
因为内涵不一样。
Because the content is different.
所以它所指的是借着耶稣基督而来的属灵的亚伯拉罕的后裔。
It is talking about the descendants of Abraham that comes through this spiritual lineage.
那你是哪一国人就没有不重要了。
And then which nation you are from, then no longer matters.
你是男的，你是女的，也没有关系啦。
It doesn't matter you are male or female.
你是自主的老板，或是 为奴的啊这个员工也没有关系啊。
It doesn't matter if you are a free a boss or you are a slave, you are an employee.
因为我们都在耶稣基督的血脉里面成为一，成为神的儿子。
Because through the blood of Lord Jesus, we have become one.
我们都成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We have all become Abraham's descendants.
为什么要成为亚伯拉罕的后裔？
Why do we need to become Abraham's descendants?
因为神只有跟亚伯拉罕立约啦。
Because God only made a covenant with Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕立约，他只有他个人的血脉嘛。
And Abraham has his own bloodline.
但神要拯救的不是只有亚伯拉罕血脉的这些子子孙孙啊。
And God does not only save the descendants of Abraham.
他要拯救的是全人类嘛。
God wants to save the entire human being.
所以他来为我们牺牲生命，流出他的血。
So he came into this world and sacrificed himself and shed his blood.
我们都因为他的血成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，所以我们能够承受产业。
And because of his blood, we are able to inherit this inheritance.
所以这一份站得住的恩典，我们每一个人都有机会。
So this grace of standing and to the end, we can all receive this grace.
除非你没有受洗赦罪，你不在这个耶稣的血脉里面。
Unless you are not baptized and your sins are not forgiven, then you do not belong to this lineage.
不然我们都是在这属灵十二支派里面的一个。
Otherwise, we all belong to one of the spiritual tribes.
我们再看第七章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 7.
第四节
verse 4.
我听见以色列人各支派中受印的数目有144,000。
And I heard the number of those who are sealed, 144,000.
这边就讲到有一个数目。
Here it talks about a number.
就是说在末日来临的时候可以站得住的有一个数目。
That in the end days, there are only these number of people that can stand.
这个数目是144,000。
This number is 144,000.
那我们想一想哈。
If we think about it,
以我们这些数教会来算。
If we just talk about the True Jesus Church,
我们这些数教会成立已经一百多年嘛。
TJC has been established for more than 100 years.
你想一想，一百多年没有144,000吗？
In this 100 years, are there not 144,000 members?
已经超过了。
There are more than that.
联总的总数目不要算了哈。
If we don't consider the number from the IA.
如果你有机会到中国大陆去。
If we have a chance to go to China.
中国大陆人很多，信徒很多。
There are a lot of members in China.
都超过144,000啊。
That alone exceeds 144,000.
多100万计啊。
They are counting in terms of millions.
但是这里讲的是只有144,000呢。
But here only says there are 144,000.
那死掉的人没有算的话，你怎么去跟人家比呀？
So if you are not counted within here, then how can you compare to others?
所以这里特别讲到144,000而已，一个数目是144,000。
So here talks about this number 144,000.
这个也是一个问题呀。
This is also a problem.
因为启示录是讲144,000嘛。
Because Revelation says 144,000.
那就我们的时代来看，我们耶稣教会的信徒早就超过144,000了，那怎么办呢
？And just talking about this generation, our membership have already exceeded 144,000.
好了，即使还没有到144,000呢。
Let's say even if it does not meet 144,000.
现在是143,995个。
Let's say right now it's 139,999.
还剩下五个名额。
95. There are only five more spots.
请问我们会彼此相爱吗？
Let me ask you, will we still love one another?
我爱你，你进天国；我爱你，我下地狱。谁要爱啊？
If I love you and you go to heaven and I go to hell, then why do I need to love?
但圣经明明记载只有144,000啊。
But the Bible only records there are 144,000.
所以我们的信仰好像也没有什么价值，因为只有144,000嘛。
Then it seems like there's no value in our faith because there's only 144,000.
大家拼命的要往144,000里面来挤呀。
That everybody wants to squeeze in this 144,000.
所以很多人就会受伤嘛。
And many people will be hurt.
但是我们要知道这十四万四千它所代表的是什么。
But we need to understand what this number represents.
我们先看第四节，我们再读一次。
Let's read verse 4.
我听见以色列人各支派中受印的数目有十四万四千。
And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed.
我们要细细的来读这一节。
We need to read this verse carefully.
这个十四万四千的数目是怎么来的？
Where does this 144,000 come from?
是约翰听见来的，听见的。
This is what John has heard.
这个数目是谁告诉他，然后他听见的？
Who told this number to John that he heard it?
当然是神告诉他的啊。
Of course, it was God.
因为他在看异象嘛。
Because he was seeing a vision.
所以我们在第一天就讲，这四大异象的结合啊。
So on the first day, we talked about the visions in Revelation.
所以这个数目是神在异象当中告诉他约翰听见的数目。
So this number is told by God to John in this vision.
所以这个数目不是人的数目。
So this number is not a number of men.
是神所定的数目。
It is a number appointed by God.
神的数目跟人的数目不一样。
God's number is different from man's number.
为什么不一样？
Why is it different?
我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数得过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
Verse 9, after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands.
后来神也没有叫约翰看。
God did not tell John to look.
有啊，第九节讲，此后我观看嘛。
Oh, God did tell John in verse 9, said, to look, and he said in verse 9, after these things I looked.
所以神有让约翰来看所谓的十四万四千人的数目了。
So God did allow John to look at this supposed 144,000 people.
当约翰用人的角度来看这十四万四千人的时候，
and when John looked at these people from the perspective of man,
圣经就记着说了，
the Bible records,
这个数目是没有人能数得过来。
That this number of people no one could number.
所以说只要你是个人，你就没有办法计算这个数目。
So as long as you are a man, you cannot calculate this number.
十四万四千是神所定的数目，但是用人的角度来算，你没有办法算出这个数目。
144,000 is a number appointed by God, but from man's perspective, you cannot make calculate this number.
所以我们不要被这个数目给绑住了。
So we should not beBound by this number.
因为这是神的数目。
Because this is God's number.
人来算的话，没有一个人可以算出来。
If man were to calculate it, nobody can arrive at a number.
那既然是神的数目，一定有它的含义在嘛。
And since it is God's number, there must be a meaning behind it.
我们中文是十四万四千呐，哦。
In Chinese, it says 144,000.
如果我们再往下看，哦，这个第五节到第八节。
If we continue to read verses 5 to 8,
我刚刚读很快。
I read this through very quickly.
就是有十二个支派。
That there are 12 tribes.
每个支派有十二千呐，哦。
And each tribe have 12,000.
因为希腊文跟英文一样，它没有万这个字啦。
Because Greek is the same as English, that there's no word for 10,000.
一万两千就是十二千。
So in Chinese, this word for 10,000 is substituted with 12,000.
所以十四万四千是十二个支派乘以十二乘以一千，就是这是这个十四万四千的由来。
So the number 144,000 comes from the 12 tribes times 12 times 1,000.
那我们翻译的人就把那全部乘起来，就是十四万四千。
So the translator then combined it and translated as 144,000.
所以神在这里真正要表达的不是这个数目的十四万四千。
So what God wants to express is not this number 144,000.
真正要表达的是十二个支派，每个支派十二千。
What he wants to really express is that there are 12 tribes, and in each tribe there is 12,000.
所以才会有这个第五节到第八节这么清楚的记载。
That is why there's this clear recording in verse 5 to 8.
那我们来看这12乘以12乘以1000。
So let's look at this 12 times 12 times 1000.
12是什么意思?
What does 12 mean?
12在神来看是最完全的。
In the eyes of God, 12 is the most perfect number.
比如说神在旧约选立了12个支派。
For example, God chose the 12 tribes in the Old Testament.
为什么不12个支派比较好算呢?
Why is it not 10? 10 is easier to count.
为什么不15个支派比较多呢?
Why is it not 15? 15 is more than 12.
他就是不要10也不要15啊。
But God does not want 10 or 15.
所以12个支派。
So he chose 12.
在新约主耶稣也选立了12个使徒。
In the New Testament, Jesus also chose 12 disciples.
为什么是12?
Why is it 12?
那是很奇妙的数目嘛。
It is a very amazing number.
因为神以12为最完全的数目。
Because God has determined 12 to be the most perfect number.
所以旧约12支派，新约12个门徒。
So in the Old Testament, there are 12 tribes. In the New Testament, there are 12 disciples.
那1000呢?
How about 1000?
我们如果把启示录所有的数目把它列出来
If we list out all the numbers mentioned in Revelation
1000是最多的啦
1000 is the most
因为1000年嘛
Because there's 1000 years
所以这1000是在表明最大的意思
And 1000 represents the biggest
所以所谓的144000以神的角度来看这个数目
So144,000 from the perspective of how God views this number.
它是要让我们知道神的救赎里面。
It is to allow us to understand that in God's salvation.
是要给人最完全、最完全、最大的数目。
That He wants to give mankind the most perfect and the greatest number.
这个数目到底多少？
And how much is this number?
没有人能数得过来。
Nobody can count it.
所以我们尽自己的本分。
So everyone should make their own effort.
要成为这十四万四千人里面的一个。
To become one of the 144,000.
那既然有一个数目。
And since there is a number.
就是会有满的日子。
This means that there is a day when this number will be fulfilled.
所以我们真的不知道到底是多少。
Of course, we do not know how many there actually is.
但既然神有定了数目。
But since God has determined a number,
就有一天会满。
That means one day this will be filled.
所以保罗说，现在还是拯救的日子。
That's why Paul says that today it is still the day of salvation.
现在还是神赐恩典的日子。
And now is still the time of God's grace.
我们就要赶紧进来。
So we should come inside.
领受从神来的恩典跟救赎。
And receive the grace and the salvation of the Lord.
有一天神最大最容忍最大的数目满了。
One day when this great number that God has appointed has been fulfilled.
就好像方舟的门关起来了。
It is as if the door of the ark has closed.
你再想进来都没有用，因为关起来了。
No matter how much you want to come in, you're not able to come in.
现在恩典的门还打开啊。
Right now the door of grace is still open.
所以我们要努力地进入这个恩典的门。
So we should strive our best to enter this door.
我们都能够成为所谓的144,000人里面的一个。
That we may become one of the 144,000.
那我们在末日的时候才能够得救。
That in the end days we can be saved.
我们再来看第七章的第三节。
Let us read chapter 7 verse 3.
地与海并树木你们不可伤害。等我们应了我们神众仆人的额
saying, Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.
这边又讲到说，将来在神面前正站得住的。
Here mentions those who can stand in front of God.
在每个人身上都要有一个记号。
That on their foreheads.Everyone needs to have a seal.
就是你的额头上要受印。
That the foreheads needs to be sealed.
所以将来哦，神不是认你是谁，你是谁不重要。
So in the future, God does not recognize who you are.
神所认的是你额头上有没有印记。
What God recognizes is whether you have a seal on your forehead.
如果你没有印记
，if you do not have a seal,
你没有用啊，神不会认你是谁啦。
Then you are useless. God will not recognize you.
所以我们今天要在神面前成为真正的144,000人里面的一个。
So today we must be one of the 144,000.
我们都要在额头上受印。
And we must have seals in our forehead.
所以大家回去要多多照镜子。
So everybody, when they go home, you must look in the mirror.
看看你的额头上有没有受印啊。
And see if you can find the seal on your forehead.
当你发现你的额头上受印的时候，你要赶快赶鬼。
Once you found that there is a seal on your forehead, you must cast out the demon.
那个印不是真的在你的额头上浮出一个浮水印出来啊。
Because the seal is not a physical seal that you can see on your forehead.
那印是什么呢？
What is the seal?
我们看哥林多后书的第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
请看22节。
Let's read verse 22.
22节 他又用印印了我们，并是圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
Who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee.
这个印就是真理的印啊。
The seal is a seal of the truth.
我们领受了神的真理，耶稣基督的话。
When we have received the truth, the words of Jesus,
神就会用印印在我们额头上。
Then God will use a seal to seal our forehead.
问题是，我怎么知道我额头上有受印啊？
The question is, how do we know we have a seal on our forehead?
我们又不可能在镜子前面看到，哎呀，原来我额头上有受印啊。
It's not possible for us to see the seal when we look in the mirror.
但是神给我们受印的记号。
But God has given us a sign of the seal.
而这个受印的记号是什么？
What is this?
领受应许的圣灵。
And this sign is receiving the promised Holy Spirit.
所以应许的圣灵要来见证你是有真理的印，印在你的额头上。
So the Holy Spirit is here to testify that we have this seal on our foreheads.
所以保罗说，既然我们领受了神的救恩，领受了主的道。
So Paul says that since we have received the salvation of God,
我们就能够被神用印印在我们的额头上。
Then we are able to be sealed by God on our foreheads.
他又赐给我们应许的圣灵来印证，来证明我们额头上是受印的。
And he has also given us the Holy Spirit, as a guarantee of our seal.
所以我们今天在信仰上真理很重要。
So in our faith, truth is very important.
但是没有圣灵，我们就不能够明白真理。
But without the Holy Spirit, we are unable to understand the truth.
没有真理，你就领受不到圣灵。
And without the truth, we cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗，主耶稣说，圣灵是真理的灵啊。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth.
这是一体两面的。
So it is the two sides of the same coin.
绝对没有有圣灵啊，没有真理的，绝对不会有。
It is impossible to have the Holy Spirit but not the truth.
也不会有圣灵啊，没有真理。
It is also not possible to have only the Holy Spirit and not the truth.
因为应许的圣灵是跟圣灵结合在一起的，同一个。
Because the truth, the Holy Spirit is united with the truth.
就好像教会一样啊。
Just like the church.
教会有圣灵，绝对有真理。
If the church has the Holy Spirit, then there's definitely truth.
教会有真理，绝对有圣灵做印证。
If there is a truth in the church, then the Holy Spirit will be there to testify it.
天底下绝对没有一间教会说，我有真理，但是我没有圣灵。
There's no church under heaven that only has the truth and not the Holy Spirit.
也没有一个教会说，我有圣灵，但是我不知道真理在哪里。
Or that they only have the Holy Spirit but not the truth.
圣经是告诉我们。
The Bible tells us,
我们领受了救恩，听见了神的话。
We have received salvation and received God's words.
那神就会在你额头上受印，用印印了你。
Then God will seal your foreheads.
然后用圣灵做证据。
And use the Holy Spirit as bearing witness.
所以我们今天都在真教会里面，真耶稣教会里面。
So today we are all in the true Jesus Church.
为什么我们认定真耶稣教有真理？
Why do we believe that there is truth in the true Jesus Church? Because the Holy Spirit is here.
有圣灵就能够引导我们明白一切的真理。
With the Holy Spirit, He can guide us to understand the truth.
那我们都明白一切真理啦。
And now we all understand the truth.
那我们的额上就受印，所以有圣灵做印证。
And our foreheads are sealed, so this is how we can tell we are sealed.
所以受圣灵是印证你额上有受印的绝对的证明。
So receiving the Holy Spirit is the absolute guarantee or evidence that we have the seal.
因此我们领受真道之后，
So when we receive the truth,
我们要竭力的来追求啊应许的圣灵。
We must strive hard to receive the Holy Spirit.
才能够证明我们额上有兽印。
Bear witness that we have the seal on our foreheads.
那你额上有兽印之后
，And after we are sealed on our forehead,
我们才有资格成为啊这个十四万四千人里面的一个。
Then we are qualified to be one of the 144,000.
将来我们才能够在世界末日的时候站得住。
And eventually we are able to stand at the end of the world.
我们再回来看启示录第七章第二节。
Let's return to Revelation chapter 7 verse 2.
我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来，拿着永生神的印，他就向那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使大声喊着说，这边就讲到这个印从哪里来。
Here mentions where the seal came from.
这节圣经是说，约翰他看见另有一位天使。
Here, Elder John saw another angel.
他手拿着永生神的印。
And his hands, he has a seal of the living God.
所以你要受印，一定要到这个天使的面前来。
So to receive the seal, you must come before this angel.
如果你不到这个天使的面前来
，If you do not come before this angel,
那你就是求到死也没有印了。
Then you can ask until death, but not have the seal.
因为他不是不给你，他是没有办法给你啊。
Because it is not that he doesn't want to give it to you, but
他手中没有永生神的印啊，没有圣灵的印证啊。
But because he doesn't have the seal,
所以你没有办法向他求而得到印证，额头上受印，没有办法，因为他没有。
So if you ask any angel, you're not able to ask them for the seal because they do not have the seal.
我以前小的时候
，When I was young,
我住的地方就是狗不拉屎、鸟不生蛋的地方。
I lived in an area where there's nothing there.
就是非常乡下的海边呐。
It is very, very countryside, but by the sea.
那边都住着很穷的人。
And there lived people that are poor.
我爸爸是佃农啊，佃农知道吗？就帮人家耕田，但是田不是我们的。
My dad was one who helped the farmers take care of their field.
然后收成之后。我们才拿多少40%还是50%我不知道啊啊那个地主拿50%。
And because we are not the owners of the field, so when harvest time comes, we only take around 40% or 50% of the harvest.
这是我小时候的生活。
This is my life when I was young.
所以父母亲很辛苦啊。
So my parents lived a very difficult life.
有一天我看到很多小朋友在吃冰棒。
One day, I saw many children eating popsicle.
那时候五毛钱哦，可以买三根冰棒。三根冰棒。
At the time, $0.05NTD can buy 3 popsicles.
那时候我想说，哎呦，我如果有一根冰棒吃多好啊！口水都流出来了，现在还在流。
At the time, I thought it must be so good to have at least one popsicle. I'm still drooling right now.
看到人家吃冰棒，哇，特别想吃。
Because when I see other people eating popsicles, I especially want to eat it.
特别想吃，但是口袋里没有半毛钱啊。
Even though I want to eat it, but I don't have any money.
那怎么办
？So what do I do?
只好到爸爸的面前要钱嘛。
So the only thing I can do is to ask for money from my father.
就很大胆的跟我爸爸讲说，爸爸。我要五毛钱来买冰棒。
So I took the courage to ask my father that I want 5 cents to buy popsicles.
我爸爸看了我一下，不理我。
My dad looked at me and he ignored me.
那小孩子拿不到钱就会怎么样
？And what does a child do when he does not get money?
一哭二闹，但是不会上吊。
They will cry, they will fuss.
所以就开始哭啊。
So I started crying.
我要五毛钱买三根冰棒啊。
I want 5 cents to buy 3 popsicles.
我爸爸还是看着我不理我。
My dad still looked at me and ignored me.
然后我就躺在地上开始滚啊。
So I rolled on the ground and started to cry.
我就不相信这一招没有用。
I didn't believe this would not work.
但是我爸爸看了一下就走了，真的没用。
But But my dad just took a look at me and walked away. It didn't work.
我也是很聪明啊，我怎么可能爸爸不在还在那边滚呢？
So I was also smart. How can I keep rolling if my dad's not there?
他走了，我也起来，我又去玩了，只是得不到那个冰棒吃而已嘛。
When he went away, I also got up to play because I didn't get the money to buy popsicle.
我在心里想，为什么不给五毛钱买三根冰棒来吃吃看？
At the time, I thought to myself, why don't you just give me the 5 cents so I can try the popsicles?
那时候是这样想了哈。
That's how I thought.
但有一天呢
，Until one day,
我到我们附近的那个家附近的那个杂货店。
I went to the convenience store nearby.
那个柜台有一个白色的墙壁，就像这样子一样。
And behind the cashier, there is a white.
写了好多人的名字。
And on it are many people's names.
后面都写个数字。
And after their name, there's a number.
我一看，我爸爸王清金怎么在上面
？And so I saw how come my dad's name is on there.
哦，后面还写个数字。
And there's a number behind.
我说我小，我就问那个老板啊。
And so I was young and I asked.
你怎么把我的爸爸的名字写在上面呢
？Why is my dad's name on there？
他怎么说呢
？What did he say？
因为你爸爸欠我们钱呐、啊。
Because your dad owes us money.
哦，所以要写在上面呢、啊。
That's why he has to be.
我们整村差不多写一半以上都写在上面，都后面都有数字的了。
That in the entire village there are at least half of the people whose names are on there.
那等到收成的时候，他们就开始去清偿债务。
And so until when the harvest comes, then they can repay their debt.
那时候我就明白了。
Then I understood.
为什么爸爸不给我五毛钱
？Why dad didn't give me 5 cents?
不是他不给我，他爱我的。
It's not because he didn't want to give.
他口袋里连五毛钱都没有啦。
He loves me, but it is because he doesn't even have 5 cents.
你就在那边哭到吼，有声音哭到没声音哦，爸爸也没有五毛钱啦，怎么办
？Even though you can cry until you have no voice left,
所以爸爸只有选择我离开你吧，你再哭吧，没有用。
My dad can't give me anything, so my dad chose to just leave me.
哦，他不是不给你。
It's not that he doesn't want to give it to you.
当他没有的时候，怎么给你呢
？When he has nothing, how can he give it to you?
一样的道理。
In the same manner.
我们如果来到一个没有永生神印记的地方，你就是在那边求死啦，求到死都得不到，因为他不是不给你，是没有办法给你啊。
If we come to a place that does not have the seal of the living God, then no matter how much we cry, we cannot receive it. Not because
我们一定要受印才可以啊。
So we have to be sealed.
所以我们一定要到这一位天使的面前。
So we need to come before this angel
来祈求，才能够领受这个永生神的印记。
To seek and to receive the seal of the living God.
那重点就是这个天使了。
What is important is this angel.
这个天使哈，我们中文翻译是天使了哈。
And in the Chinese, it's translated angel.
但是我们如果读英文的，或者是你有兴趣进到原文去看希腊文去看的时候
，But if we read English or the original Greek language,
它的原文或是英文都是翻译成使者。
It is translated as messenger.
使者跟天使一不一样
？Is messenger the same as angel?
某些角度来看是一样的。
In some perspectives, they are the same.
但是它的内涵是不完全一样的。
But their meaning is not the same.
简单来讲
，simply put，
天使一定是神的使者，这个是对的。
An angel is definitely a messenger of God.
但是使者就不一定是天使哦。
But a messenger is not necessarily an angel.
天使只不过是使者当中的一个而一种而已啦。
An angel is one type of messenger.
所以把使者翻译成天使，它会有一些毛病出来。
So if when we translate messenger as angel, there might be some problems.
因为天使是属灵的啊。
Because an angel is spirit.
那使者不一定是属灵的啊。
But a messenger may not be in the spiritual realm.
我们都可以成为神的使者。
We can all be God's messenger.
神差派我去传福音，我是神的使者啊。
God has sent me to preach the gospel. I am a messenger of God.
但我们是不是天使
？But are we angels?
我们不是天使啊。
We are not angels.
所以这个使者把它翻译成天使，会变成我们对这一个使者就认定是属灵的天使。
So if we translate messenger as angel, then we will think that this is this angel and the spirit.
所以我们要从第二节来分析这个所谓的使者，他到底是指谁啊？是指什么了
？So we must analyze verse 2. Who is this angel referring to?
我们看第二节这边说哈。
If we read verse 2, here is saying,
这一位天使是从日出这地上来的。
This angel ascended from the rising of the sun.
那如果你有兴趣去查一查所有天使的来源。
And if we are interested, we can search the source of all angels.
都是从天上来的。
All the angels come from heaven.
或者是从神那里来的。
Or come from God.
只有这个地方记载是从日出这地上来的。
Here only record the only place that records the angel ascending from the rising of the sun。
所以我们就要知道，这个天使它所涵盖的还有什么？
We should also understand what this angel means。
我们来看启示录十九章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 19。
十九章的第十节。
Chapter 19, verse 10.
我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他，他说千万不可，我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。再看22章。
Let's also look at chapter 22.
22章。
Chapter
22. 第八节第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
这些事是我约翰所听见所看见的，我既听见看见的，就在指示我的天使脚前俯伏要拜他。第九节
Verse 9.
他对我说千万不可，我与你和你的弟兄众先知并那些守这书上言语的人同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神。这里记载约翰有两次糊涂了。
Here talks about two instances when John made a mistake.
他看见属灵的天使这么的这个荣耀。
He saw how glorious this spiritual angel was.
这么的有能力。
How powerful they are.
他就做了一件事，俯伏要拜他。
And he did one thing, that is, he fell down and wanted to worship him.
但是只有神才是我们敬拜的对象而已啊。
But God is the only one that we should worship.
所以我们刚刚讲说约翰当说糊涂了。
So we say that John made a mistake.
看到这属灵的天使好像看见神一样，哇，俯伏要拜他。
That he saw this angel as if seeing God and wanted to worship the angel.
这个时候天使讲这一句话很重要。
And at this point, the angel says something very important.
他说千万不可。
Says do not worship.
他又说。
And then he said,
我与你和你的弟兄众先知
that I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the prophets,
同是做仆人的
and I am your fellow servant,
都是为耶稣基督做见证的
and they are all testifying for Lord Jesus.
所以天使也是仆人，我们为耶稣基督做见证也是仆人。
So angels are servants, and we who testify for the Lord are also servants.
所以既然第七章第二节我们不能够把它翻译成天使，因为天使没有一个是从日出之地上来的啦。
And since we cannot translate chapter 7 verse 2 the angel as an angel because no angels ascend from the east.
那天使这里又自己证明说，我跟你和你的众弟兄众先知同是做仆人的。
And here in chapter 22 verse 9, the angel testified that I am your fellow servant and of your brethren the prophets.
都是为耶稣基督做见证的。
That they all testify for Lord Jesus.
哪一个地方是在为耶稣基督做见证？
Where does it say they testify for Lord Jesus?
哪一个地方才能够真的为耶稣基督做见证？
Sorry, where is it that you can truly testify for the Lord Jesus?
神的教会。
It is in the church of God.
所以在这个天使里面，他的原文是使者。
The angel in chapter 7 verse 2, the original language is messenger.
但他不是天使。
These people are not actual spiritual angels.
所以翻译成天使就跟属灵的天使的定义是不一样的。
So the meaning is different from spiritual angels.
但应该要翻译成什么？
So how should you translate it?
神的使者
God's messenger.
天使说是与我们为耶稣基督做见证是同样的，做仆人的。
That's the angel said that they are also servants of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个使者应该是指着教会说的。
So this messenger is referring or speaking to the church.
教会是神的使者。
The church is the messenger of God.
教会是与天使一样做仆人的。
The church is also servants together with the angels.
教会也在为耶稣基督做见证的。
The church is also testifying for the Lord.
所以永生神的印记在哪个手里？
Who has the seal of the living God in their hands?
在教会的手里。
It is in the hands of the church.
哪一个教会？
And which church?
从日出之地上来的教会啊。
The church that ascends from the rising of the sun.
我们说这个西洋教都是基督教都叫西洋教。
We say that Christianity is a Western religion.
以前我们小时候
When I was young,
我们都会被那个拜拜的人笑我们了。
We would be laughed at by the idol worshippers.
用闽南话笑哦。
They will laugh at us in Taiwanese.
西洋教，死了没人哭。西洋教，死了没人哭了。
Western religion, even if you die, nobody will cry for you.
所以他们把基督教都认定是西洋教，从西方传过来的教会了。
So they categorize Christianity as a religion that comes from the West.
他们也把真耶稣教会定义为西边传来的教会。
They also categorize True Jesus Church as one coming from the West.
所以基本上很多基督教都是西洋教，都是从西边过来的，从来不是从东边来的啦。
Generally speaking, most Christianity comes from the West, and not really any come from the East.
所以单单第七章第二节就把很多基督教排除在外，然后这西方传过来都不是了。
So just verse 2 alone excludes a lot of the Christian denominations from the West.
因为这个拿着永生神印记的一定是从日出之地上来的。
Because the one holding the seal of the living God comes from the rising of the sun.
如果不是从日出之地上来，
If he does not come from the rising of the sun,
那他就不是这一位属灵的使者。
Then he is not this spiritual messenger.
你到那个地方求到死也得不到受印。
Even if you cry till you die, you cannot receive the seal.
我们天主教从哪里来的？
Where did the True Jesus Church come from?
100多年前是从中国兴起的。
100 years ago, it came from China.
是真正从日出之地上来的。
It truly came from the rising of the sun.
我们进入到天主教会里面来，有没有得到应许的圣灵？
When we come to True Jesus Church, have we received the Holy Spirit?
今天祷告的时候，我们有一个姐妹得圣灵嘛？
Today when we prayed, one sister received the Holy Spirit.
我们大家都得到圣灵了。
And every one of us have received the Holy Spirit.
难道不能够为这个做见证吗？
Can we not testify for this?
这是神在启示录当中让我们明白的一件事情。
And this is what God has allowed us to understand in the book of Revelation.
唯有到这一个使者的面前，
Only those who come before this angel
才能够从使者上领受这个永生神的印。
Can they receive the seal of the living God?
我们才是真正的在受印里面成为那个神所说的144,000人里面的一个。
And we are the one of the 144,000 who are sealed.
那当世界末日的时候，
So when the end of the world comes,
神所创造的一切都站不住了。
Everything that God has created cannot stand.
但是因为我们额头上有受印，
But because our foreheads are sealed,
所以我们可以站在宝座跟羔羊的面前。
So we are able to stand before the throne and before the Lamb.
这就是我们信仰最大的价值。
This is the greatest value in our faith.
我们都有机会。
We all have the opportunity.
并且我们的条件都满足。
And we also fulfill the criteria.
我们可以真的在末日的时候站在主的面前。
We can all stand before the Lord in the end days.
那这个教会有几个？
And how many churches are there?
我们看第七章的第二节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 2.
我又看见另有一位使者。
Then I saw another angel.
这个从日出之地上来拿着永生神的印的使者有几个？
How many angels are there who came from the rising of the sun?
一个。
There's one.
这是启示录的内容。
This is the content in the book of Revelation.
我们不要再用逻辑的观念来讨论，哎呀，真教有几个啦。
We shouldn't try to use our logic to discuss how many true churches there are.
所以很多人喜欢用逻辑来讨论到底真教会 真的能够得救的教会有几个？
There are many people who like to use logic to discuss how many true churches there are.
在人的逻辑里面哦，没有办法去讨论神的奥秘。
Using man's logic, we cannot discuss the mystery of God.
只能够讨论人与人之间的事。
We can only discuss the matters between people.
但是我们没有办法讨论神的事。
But we cannot discuss the matter of God.
那圣经说一位，那我们就相信一位，就只有一位啊。
If the Bible says there's only one, then we believe there's only one.
这一位是从日出之地来的。
This one comes from the rising of the sun.
这一位才能够拿着永生神的印啊。
And this one is the only one having the seal of the living God.
所以不需要再讨论。
So there's no room for discussion.
不必讨论。
And there's no need for discussion.
不管你的想法或者是你的推论有多么的紧密。
No matter how tight or how good your extrapolation or guessing is,
都没有办法解释在神里面的奥秘。
You cannot explain the mystery in God.
我们相信圣经的话。
We believe in the words of the Bible.
我们才能够真正在这奥秘里面找到信仰。
Then we can truly find our faith in this mystery.
才能够在这份信仰里面找到生命。
And within this faith, we can find life.
才能够在这份生命里面找到站得住。
And within this life, we can find how we can stand firm.
所以启示录为什么要读？
So why should we read the book of Revelation?
越读，我们对这份信仰越有信心。
The more we read, the more faith we have.
越读，我们越珍惜我们现在的信仰。
The more we read, the more we cherish this faith we have.
越读呢，你对未来才越有希望。
The more we read, the more hope we have for the future.
越读，你才能够珍惜你现在所处的这个教会。
The more we read, the more we cherish the church we are currently in.
你才能够知道信仰的可贵。
Then we can realize the preciousness of our faith.
这是为什么我们要读启示录的第四个原因。
That is the fourth reason why we should read the book of Revelation.
我们一起来唱诗100。